Howdy folks, welcome back to Newsprint Commando. I'm looking at Amazing Comics X-Mutants number 3, out approximately February of 1987. If you want to get in touch, you can tweet me, blue sky me, or Facebook me at Teal Productions. Teal is spelled like the color, T-E-A-L. News P Commando is also on Twitter. I am IndieMan at gmail.com is the email address, and comicbooknoise.com/TNC, Tango November Charlie, is the website. Now, this was scripted for us by David Lawrence, penciled by Ron Lim, inked by Tim DeZahn, and lettered by Rob Panea. Now, on the cover, we have all five of our ex-mutants, rather. Aaron, Vicky, Angela, Lorelei, and Belushi standing here. All of them are carrying swords. Three of them have them unsheathed. They're some sitting, standing, squatting, just different poses with a quasi-destroyed city lightly rendered in the background. Not a whole lot of detail, but there are some buildings that are fairly detailed. All right, so we open with our ex-mutants standing outside of the compound that they have recently come to with the, I can't remember the name of the motorcycle club. Let's see. Wild Knights, that's the name of the motorcycle club. And actually, I believe leading into the crossover with the X-Mutants, the Wild Knights had their own miniseries or extended series. I think that occurred before they met the X-Mutants. I don't exactly remember, but they did have their own short-lived series. But several of the ladies are sitting here outside. We've got Lorelei, Aaron, and Angela, and they're all talking. Lorelei kind of gets upset about some comments that hurt her feelings, but that was kind of inadvertent. They weren't directed at her. We then cut to Dr. Kugat, who has taken in a child that he found abandoned, and he is finding that the child is a little bit more than a human child. It's growing to be a rather large mutant monstrosity that is going to cause him no little consternation, this issue. Cut back to the X-Mutants, and we see Vicky and Belushi here, who kind of have gotten to having a thing here together by issue 3. Belushi has acquired a joint from one of the Wild Knights members, Zach, I believe it was. And so Belushi and Vicky are trying the joint, the spiff, whatever the heck you want to call this, their token here. And he gets choked up, but she doesn't, which is kind of funny that the man, quote-unquote, can't handle his high, but the young lady apparently can. Well, not high yet. They're just smoking on it. Zach shows up here talking to Lorelei, who walked off. They have a little tete-a-tete about going to a party that the Wild Knights are throwing, so she agrees to accompany him. Cut back to Dr. Kugat and this mutant... Now mutant baby, we come to find out. He's trying to escape from it because it's very, very large. Kind of icky, squishy, squashy, kind of covered in some kind of goo. And for whatever reason, it seems to be very angry at him. And he is trying to get away from it, and it is trying to chase him down. It's tearing up the building where he's at, ripping open elevator doors that don't close in time, knocking holes in walls to get to him. It seems very intent on getting to Dr. Kugat. By the end of the issue, we don't really find out why, because someone else intercedes in that, and that will be poignant for the story moving forward. Cut back to the X-Mutants. More of the interactions here between the five of them, talking about hair and getting ready for this party and everything like that. There is a scene here where I didn't realize it on first pass how important it was, but it does prove to send a message. Vicky is getting ready for the party, and she is brushing her hair. Well, Belushi gets impulsive and literally scoops her up and drags her to the party because he wants to go now, not after she gets ready. Aaron picks up the brush that Vicky was using to brush her hair, and you find out that it is full of hair, unto Vicky losing her hair. Now, that will prove important here at the end of the story. Back to Mutant Baby and Dr. Kugat, who is continuing to run. He's trying to think the doctor. The baby isn't really thinking, and all the baby seems to be able to say is goo with an exclamation point. So, The doctor's trying to figure out a way to get away from the child. Just to get away from the child. Finally, though, he realizes that he can't, so he runs to his lab and grabs an Uzi. And he has decided now that since he can't get away from the child and the child can't be stopped in any way as far as appealing to any nature that the child may possess, the doctor's just going to gun it down and kill it, I guess, like a failed experiment. I don't know necessarily what his motivation is other than he's just going to kill the child so that he can save himself, I would assume. Our ex-mutants finally wind up at the party here, and we have some scenes of people sitting with other people. There's the musical act who I don't recognize, so I guess I'm not supposed to. Dancing, singing, eating. Belushi gets a rather large plate of food and starts to munch down, particularly since he seems to be hungry after having smoked whatever that stuff was that Zach gave him. Vicky indicates, you know, I am too. In the midst of this, Belushi, in his mischievousness, decides to start a food fight. So a large food fight takes off here at the party. Outside, someone is getting ready to crash the party. We recognize them both from previous issues, but also from the Wild Knights issue. Won't give it away quite yet. We don't necessarily recognize him, but we will when he's in panel. The baby, Kugat pulls down on the baby, but he can't shoot the baby. The baby grabs the gun and crushes it. But then we see Fred, the leader of the mutants in this particular city that the ex-mutants have found themselves in with the Wild Knights. He is there. The child is his. He left the child out to as bait for the doctor to take in, knowing that this human-looking child would grow, A, quickly, and B, into something that the doctor could not handle. With that in mind, Fred placed watchouts on all of the possible exit routes from the hidden compound where the doctor has his laboratory, and just wait him out because he knows that this creature that he has sent in there, Fred has sent in, will smoke out the doctor. And he's correct. He just happened to have picked the pathway that the doctor actually took. And so he confronts the doctor. Fred does, confronts the doctor, tells him about the baby. We then cut back to the party and we see that it's Douglas, one of the Wild Knights. He is easy to pick out because he has an issue with his eyes physically. I don't know what the appropriate term now would be if it is different. When I was growing up, Douglas would be described as being cross-eyed. And so, in an effort to not be politically uncool, I don't know the current term, if it's something else. Ocularly challenged? Yeah, I don't know. To me, he's cross-eyed. And so whenever I see the character drawn the correct way, plus he has a big hair of curly hair. So the two make him pretty easy to figure out amongst all the other black and white caricatures here of people. The food has drawn him in. He apparently has a large appetite and a very stout sniffer. And he smelled out the food and came in to eat it and just jumped on it like an animal and is just going at it. In the midst of this, we see Belushi take ill and go down. As Vicky is attempting to help her, she's turning and talking to the other members, Aaron, Angela, and Lorelei of the X-Mutants. And in doing so, we revert to her point of view, and we see as her point of view, Iris's in, and she blacks out. Iris, you know, like the aperture on a camera or something, how the iris closes. Yeah, that's what happens to Vicky. So Vicky and Belushi have passed out. Aaron, Angela, and Lorelei, as far as we know, are unaffected by whatever is going on here. We have a party. We have Douglas at the party munching down. And then outside in another part of the actual city, now again, the ex-mutants and the Wild Knights are a little bit outside the city at a, I believe it turned out to be a human compound. And that is where they have staged for the foreseeable future. Fred and the professor are talking. Fred is detailing more about not specifically this baby, but how these types of situations have worked. Kind of, I guess, updating the professor in mutant life. Though the professor, that's what he studies, but, you know, he may not be specifically aware of contemporary mutant development. So ultimately, Fred has captured Dr. Kugat and walks off with him, giant mutant baby in tow. The final couple, well, no, the next interlude here in the story, we go to Houston, Texas, which we're told is half a continent away. And for some reason, I want to say that the X-Mutants staged in New York City, but I don't remember if that's correct. And I guess approximately that would be half a continent. But we switch to Houston, Texas. We're told inside ruins where even the mutant scavengers dare not go, deep below the surface, untouched by mankind's final conflict, we see a computer come to life. A long unattended computer comes to life. Computer screen says operation begin on countdown now. Discovers that time is running out, and another screen, or maybe that same screen switches over to something. We hear a beep beep, and then we have a EKG. We have a couple moving bars as part of a bar graph showing something. And we have an indication of a body where something is occurring, and we're pointing out where something is occurring on a particular portion of that body. Final panel shows that. We back out from that. We see other computers and things in motion, perhaps to the extent that what we see with one individual being focused on here, there are four other individuals, one of which is this one, or in addition to this one that we have seen. We're told, and begins its final countdown. And of course, now you have that Europe song in your head, right? Because it's the final countdown. Yeah, okay. Final scene here is the X-Mutants. We see that Vicky is coming to. Aaron is talking to her. Over here, Belushi is already awake, and he's sitting, still looking, even though it's in black and white, managing to look a little green. Turns out that Aaron has put some things together. She ran some tests on the people, some cursory tests. She was Dr. Kugat's assistant for a little bit, but she didn't. He may have taught her everything she knows, but she did not learn everything Dr. Kugat knows before the X-Mutants took off. And she tells us, Doc thought we had sufficient resistance to the radiation levels still present in the environment, but I'm afraid he was mistaken. We've all got symptoms of radiation poisoning. We're sick, and I think we're dying. And then the narrator tells us, Doc in danger, X-Mutants on the edge of death, Great Fred, Baby Thing, the Wild Knights, and it all comes crashing together in the story we just had to call Everybody Dies. That's a slogan from one of the wrestlers that I watch every week. Some ads here. I guess I'll go ahead. We have an ad for Leading the Way in Christmas Time Entertainment, introducing Pied Piper graphic novels for Christmas sales. This one in particular is Deathland 2000, the saga of Mark Slaughter. Full-color Rambo-style action-adventure in the quality graphic novel format. Also from Pied Piper Press, we have the next issue of The Beast Warriors of Shaolin. Also, Hero Alliance, End of the Golden Age. Trade paperback, maybe? No, graphic album. Yeah, it's a graphic novel. So is The Beast Warriors of Shaolin. It's a graphic novel, all in black and white. Letters page, nothing really of note, except that back-to-back pages are from what I will presume is a male and a female with the same last name and exact same street address. Come to find out, the female is married to the male and cannot see. So she addresses at the very beginning that she cannot see, so she's not addressing the art, but the story as it has been detailed to her by her husband and friends who have read the book to her. And she goes on to explain her likes and dislikes of the story itself as presented by her friends. I thought that was cool. I think that's probably the first time I've ever seen a letter of that nature from someone that cannot visually see, they cannot read the comic books, but yet they're talking about something presented in a visual medium. And that just, I don't know, that struck me as kind of cool. The middle two pages are a buy your comics from Direct Comics, I think. Direct Comics Delivers. Yeah. Commerce, California. And then the back story page is another ad from the same company. Inside back cover tells us that Looks like this is a mock-up or a replica of next issue's cover, because it says this issue everyone dies, or everybody dies, excuse me. And then the back cover is a new universe available in super universes. So basically they're telling us that this new universe, X-Mutants by Amazing Comics, or Pied Piper Comics, however you want to track it, is available at, and they list 8 stores here, and they've got a drawing here by Conti, 1986, of just a character. It's kind of a cross of several characters that I can see in it. Specializing in new and old Marvel Comics, VSIN MC approved. Marvel Comics Group. So, there we go. Well, no, maybe that's an ad for the New Universe titles. Would they have been out in 87? Yeah, I guess they would have, wouldn't they? The new Universe was 86, 87 when it came out. So this is an ad for Marvel's New Universe on a non-Marvel book. That's even more interesting. So, okay, there we go. So let's see if I have it written down. The next episode will be a Pacific Comics Tuesday episode. And then the next non-Pacific will be an Aerosel Elf Lord episode. So those are the next two coming up from the Newsprint Commando. Not counting the always fun Wonder Woman, Diana Price, Secret Agent episodes that come out. There might be one that comes out in between all that. I'm not sure. Not looking at my schedule. But thanks a lot for hanging out by just monotone about this comic book. I try to be kind of exciting and different and what have you. Let me know if it works. If it doesn't work, I'll talk to you guys next time. Ciao.